I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. From burgers to buildings, supply chain issues and price spikes are complicating business around Alaska. Economists like McDonald's.
Oh, can I get you?
Yes, can I have your number five? With sweet and sour?
Alan Brown moved to Juneau recently from Nashville, Tennessee, and he's sweet got a little sticker shock.
There you go. Thanks.
Okay, 10-17 up for 10.
So 10, 17 is my total at home, and it'll have been like 7 and change.
Brown is not an economist, but he just did a thing economists like doing with McDonald's menu. He compared the price of an identical product in two different markets. The Economist magazine has its Big Mac index, but for decades, state economists have gone with the quarter pounder with cheese, occasionally highlighting what it costs in different Alaska communities in the magazine Alaska Economic Trends. Spoiler alert for the July issue. It's $5.49 in Juneau, up 10 cents from before the pandemic. This issue of Trends focuses on spikes in the cost of living and attributes a lot of that to supply chain problems related to the pandemic. There was deflation last year amid lockdowns, but now the world is reopening. McDonald's wouldn't answer questions for this story, but a local food truck business that specializes in burgers shared what's driven its first price increases since opening in 2014. On social media last month, Pucker Wilson's said its supply costs have more than doubled since January, so the prices of most menu items went up by a dollar. Restaurants generally operate on thin profit margins, so they're especially sensitive to changes in food prices. Plus, staffing is tough right now, and there are fewer customers around with a short cruise ship season.
This is by far, in a way, the hardest thing that we've ever had to deal with.
Risha Wilson is the main owner of five downtown Juneau restaurants, including the Hangar on the Wharf. She says market conditions led her to leave two of her seasonal restaurants closed this summer and raise prices.
It's difficult to manage your day-to-day operations and just get through the day, let alone worrying about having to reprint your menus and pay attention to the inflation as we lean into a very different business model.
She says prices are up across the board, with meats and seafood especially. She hopes the supply chain problems are temporary and that she can rebuild her businesses. Melanie Scheibens runs the economic publications firm Raincoast Data in Juneau.
I think that most organizations miscalculated how quickly, once people got the vaccines and once the vaccines were distributed, how quickly sort of normal life would return, and so normal demand. And so you just see a lag, and you see it locally, nationally, globally, in terms of getting the supply chains up to the level of the demand that we are now having.
So burgers and menu prices are one indicator of supply chain issues. Scheibens highlighted another price-related indicator, often measured by the millions.
So we're seeing a lack of building supplies. We see that locally with our building projects. Our construction projects have gotten really expensive really fast.
The Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities does a lot of construction.
We are definitely seeing price fluctuations, a lot of prices going up, material shortages in general across the board.
Christopher Goins is a DOT construction engineer who estimates he'll oversee more than $140 million in construction contracts across the region this season. The way competitive bidding on government contracts goes, construction companies doing work now likely locked in what they're being paid months ago or even years ago for multi-season projects before materials prices went wild.
Yeah, so the most part, our contracts in the state of Alaska really don't have what we call escalation clauses. When a dollar amount comes in, it's pretty much a fixed dollar amount for that contract.
Goins says the department has been willing to give contractors extra time, but it's on them to factor risk into their bids, which Goins is seeing for projects in the bidding stage now. When bids come in higher than budgeted, there's only a few options. Ask policymakers for more money, scale projects back to fit the budget, or don't build.
So that's the hard realities of the budgeting process from our end.
Looking forward, Goins has hopes, but no certainty.
I don't think we're through this inflationary blip, if it is a blip, and hopefully the markets, as the country gets back to producing and the world gets back to producing, we hope that some of those higher spikes will begin to fall.
The industry group Associated General Contractors of America has said the materials and supply chain problems may put some firms out of business and add to the industry's high unemployment rates. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.